Road in Pigeon.
Hometown proud. America.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage. That's right, we at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights. Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams. We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices. We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet. And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin at the light in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
Want the best deal on a prepaid cell phone? Thumb Cellular is shattering the competition's pricing with free $20 and $35 Fast Track prepaid cards. Right now, get an LG Rumor with slide-out QWERTY keyboard for just $15 and free activation. Other Thumb Cellular Fast Track phones are also available. Then purchase a $20 prepaid Fast Track card and you'll get another one free. That's 2 months of service for $20. Purchase a $35 prepaid Fast Track card and get two free. We're talking 3 months of service and thousands of minutes and texts for just $35. So this winter, save money on your prepaid service and step up to a Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid phone with the clearest reception in the thumb. A $15 phone and 3 months of service for just $35. But you better hurry. This is a limited time offer. See an authorized agent or any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the thumb.
If there were a song to describe this game thus far, it'd be this. Just an odd game thus far. 14-10, Lakers lead by 4. It's just all over the place.
There's really no way to define this game.
Both teams are going after each other. Everything. Both teams are playing some really nice defense. And it almost seems like the, you know, don't confuse activity with achievement. I mean, they've just been all over the court going after each other that they have to make a decision. Well, okay, let's score.
Well, Lakers gets it to start the half. Evan Gashel's back in the game. He has the top of the key. He drives down the left side and puts it up. This one's no good. And it's last touch by Israelson of Cass City. It's going to remain green and white ball. 7:42 remains in the third. 14-10. Lakers over Cass City by 4. Good math skills on my part there. Evan Gashel has an underneath thrown scoop. And heading to Nick Post, top of the key, back in the Evan Gashel right corner. He drives it lane, gets blocked by Israelson big time, and Drew King brings it up for Cass City. Over to the right wing into Orban, over to Israelson, drives the lane, and he's fouled on the way up. He's got two shots coming for him in just a hot second. The first team foul for the Lakers in the second half. The foul is on number 4, Andrew Meade. He's not on the court.
There's got to be a correction there.
42. There we go. Paul Swimmer. That crowd fits the bill a little bit better. That's his second. Team's second. No. Team's first. That's only the first foul, right?
Yeah, first foul.
No.
They got the board lighted up all over the place.
Now it's 3 fouls to nothing. As the free throw goes no good for Israelson. He missed both there, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Sorry about that. Trying to get mine straight there after that little confusion. 14-10. The score remains the same after 2 missed free throws from Israelson for Cass City. And all of a sudden, Swimmer's bringing it up for Lakers. He gets across the timeline, kicks it up to Nick Post, top of the key, over to Schutte on the left wing. 7.25 left in the third. 14-10, 4-point lead for the Lakers. Schutte drives in the lane, picks it into Swimmer, who gets it in a little bit of a hassle, and he turns and shoots, and it's good. Swimmer starts the scoring for the third quarter with a 2 on the left post. It's now 6-point lead, 16-10 for the Lakers. Full court pressure coming from the Lakers. They get across. Cass City does, then they get it to Cody Ross, who kicks it over to number 3 and to Israelson in the right post. He misses that, gets his own rebound, puts it up for good, another 2. Israelson now has 6 on the game. It's a 4-point lead once again for Lakers, 16-12. we've seen more scoring in the past 30 seconds than, well, the entire halftime. We'll figure.
Almost had the game ball, Clark.
Almost did. John had to block things there from our set. 16-12. Lakers has it right in front of their own bench on the inbound. 6:37 left in the third. Kicks it in the swimmer in the left post. He has not much to go in there. It should have been a travel call. Back up Shooty on the left wing, up to the top of the key to post. Post picks up his dribble. And it's tipped by Drew King. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Drew King. Laker ball right at midcourt. 6:24 left in the third. Cass City still trails by four after a field goal, 2 points for each team in this third quarter thus far. Evan Goshua stepped out of the game once again for the Lakers as Nick Post turns and shoots from the free throw line, and that one's good. Nick Post now has 6 points for the Lakers, and it's a 6-point lead for the Green White. And Nick Post gets a steal. He goes up for the shot. He's fouled. Looks like they're going to call it on the floor. Went right across the wrist there.
Now, this is going to be an easy one to call. He slapped down, and usually when you go down, this can be a foul plus the sound that gives it away.
Drew King was charged with his first foul of the night and the first foul of the half with Cass City as Lakers gets it underneath their own hoop, and then Shooty in the right corner for three. This one goes no good. Rebound Post, though, the man of the night thus far, and Evan Kaczynski has the top of the key over to the left wing, over to Binder, who Post now has the left elbow, blocked by Israelson, back into Binder, and Evan Kaczynski picks it up, and he's fouled by Drew King. He picks up two quick fouls for the Red Hawks. Two fouls in the second half for the Cass City as well. Lakers has in front of their bench on the left side of your radio, 18-12, a 6-point lead for the Green and White. Nick Post drives into the left elbow, picks up his dribble, chip pass right into the hands of number 12, Cody Ross for the Red Hawks. Orban drives the baseline, and there's a block on a Laker player. That looks like Evan Kaczynski, number 24. He knew it. That's his first. Team's second of the half for the Lakers. That's going to be Cass City ball underneath their own hoop. Morgan Erla checks back into the game for the first time since the first quarter. He replaces Ethan Nickel for the Red Hawks.
Morgan Erla, of course, has three fouls on him.
Dan into Cody Ross in left corner. Curls back to the top of the key. 5.5 left. 6 points trailing the Lakers are the Red Hawks. To the right wing, Orban slowing things down over to Drew King. Left wing feeds it in Israelson to the free throw line, and we have a foul on Erla. Holy cow.
He just got off the bench.
And he's talking to the official. He can't believe it. Here we go. So Erla picks up his fourth foul in about 4 seconds, and he checks back out of the game. He's not going to have to take a shower tonight.
He's going back to Coach Pernales and said, I didn't touch him.
Three team fouls for the Red Hawks in this half. Full court pressure coming from the Maroon and Silver as Lakers gets across the timeline. Shooty has the top of the key. 5 minutes remain with a 6-point lead for the Lakers in the third quarter. Trying to feed it into Zwemmer in the right post, they do, and it gets deflected by Israelson. Turnover, here comes Orban across the timeline for the Red Hawks. Less than five to remain in the third. 6-point deficit for Cass City. Drew King, right wing. Ethan Nickel takes the turnaround jumper on the baseline from the right side. That one rims out, no good. Rebound, Zwemmer. Here comes Shooty. Over to post, left wing. 4:40 now left in the third. 18-12, Lakers, Cass City. Post takes the free throw line jump shot. That one goes in. He now has 8 points, leads all scorers on the night. And we have a timeout called by... No, we have a foul. Foul on Lakers. Number 20. Kyle Binder, his first. Team's fourth?
I got three right now.
Three, okay. Got ahead of myself there. Drew King on the right wing. Good rhyme to that. Ethan Nickel, top of the key. Over to Cody Ross, left wing. Back to Orban, top of the key for three. No, rebound. Loose ball. Comes into Evan Kaczynski, 20 feet away from the hoop. Post now has left wing. 4 minutes remain in the third. 20-12, 8-point lead for the Lakers as Post shots goes way off the mark. A foot inside the 3-point line on the right, left wing. Orban has it across the timeline for Cass City. Zone defense for the Lakers. 2-3 zone. Over to the right wing to Cody Ross, top of the key. Ethan Nickel takes the three.